Hey, people, you know what, Gwan? I'm late. You know what, Gwan? Too many things. So it had me running late. So I hope you're here with me. I'm a few minutes late, like 14 minutes, 15 minutes. I'm in it. So let's drop some stuff and we'll hear Wagwan. This is Poetic Sam. I'm here for the next 2 hours. Well, lateness is Wagwan. Let's start with Diego. He's hungry for love, and I'm hungry for some music, and I'm hungry for an audience that should be here with me right now. Let's go. Let's do this.
Whoa. Yeah. We were you, baby, all the while. Lady, all the time, girl. Didn't you know I need your tender love? Girl, I said so many years, so many months, girl, so many weeks, so many days, so many nights. Girl, I have been hungry for love. So many years, so many months, girl, so many weeks, so many days. Dream of me. Girl, I was so lonely when you were away. They will see and my pillow. I did not got no one girl to hold me tight. Did not got no one girl to treat me right. I know my baby. Girl, I have been hungry for love. Girl, I said so many years, so many months, girl, so many weeks, so many days. In my heart, now that you have come back home to me, I am not lonely no more. So let's go make love, girl, beneath the shadows of the tree, girl. When the moonlight is shining so bright, girl, I said so many years, so many months, girl, so many weeks, so many days. So many days, so many nights, girl, I have been hungry for love. Did you ever think of me? Did you ever dream of me? Girl, I was so lonely when you were away. There was tears and my pillow. Did not got no one girl to hold me tight. Did not got no one girl to treat me right. I know my baby.
Hungry, hungry for love. Let me let on my guest. My guest is here with me from the beginning. Hey, this is Poetic Sam. And here comes the lady of the night. Her name is, what's her name? Miss On the Move Lumley, Janet On the Move Lumley. How are you doing today, sis?
I must say, doing very good. Again, you know, another week, you know, on the move again, you know.
Yes.
Quite a bit happening, you know, as it relates to, as you know, the Lumi. Some good news, different things that they're doing. You know, they'll be coming out with cell phones soon. They'll be coming
what?
With this, like a conferencing platform like Zoom. All that is in the making right now. What is there? Yeah, no, they're kind of uniting borders together because it's a borderless government, so they're trying now to connect with different governments around the globe and around the world and globe. And it's not going to be easy, but they're trying to do what they can. They're trying to build partnership with places around the world, like the Ghana trip. They'll be having a business conference when they get there. Should be on the 19th of this month. So quite a few things going on. And you know what? Yesterday, this is not really about the Lumi, but people could gain interest from this. So I found out yesterday about a new kind of, what should I call it? It's how one can become create their own coin. Where you can use it to shop and you can now create your own coin through a thing called NFT. So the N stands for none. The F stands for fungible, and fungible, and T for token. So that's now another type of currency that they're looking at, where now you can create your own currency through a system like that. So there's all kinds of things going on out there that now you can create your own currency now that you can even start using in the meantime, because the Lumi are really made for people on the Lumi platform. Right. But if you want something that is more tangible in terms of cash or whatever, you can now look at creating your own currency on a platform, right? Yeah, so there, you know, every day, you know, things are out there. People can look it up, NFT. If you have a chance, Google, search N as in Nancy, F as in financial, T as in Tom. You can look that up. It's a type of currency now that you can now create a currency for yourself with a value. So from what I understand, it's like the actual product that you have is worth more than the money itself. It you have to look at it that way, right?
Money is just the money. This fiat money is only a means of getting you to where you need to be at the time. That's the reason why it's so hard, that if you try to get something without money, you basically can't get there, because they let the money the money be the foot, the hand, the shoulder, the whatever, as long as your body is moving, it's a money thing. It's not tangible, where the sense you can be the person that, like you say, you can manufacture. You can create you can mine your own money. You can mine your own money. So you don't have to be greedy. You don't have to be overly ambitious about the next person. You know. It makes sense to me. Makes sense.
Yeah, myself too. That's what I was saying to the person who told me about it. It's something that I am going to research. Because if a group of persons can come together and create something like that, for now, just like with Bitcoin we could be onto something.
They mine Bitcoin right now. Bitcoin, they mine it. There's people who mine Bitcoin. I heard about long before mining got popular. Mm. But it takes a lot of computer. It used to take a lot of computers and a lot of electricity, so that's why a lot of people didn't do it. But anyway, you know, we just started on that Wagwan. We're not done yet. We're not done yet. We just starting, all right? I like brand new Leonard Hammond, probably about the second time I'm playing it. What we're talking about, he's saying, hustle up for Guan. Yeah, Len. True. We have to hustle the Lumi. You know what I mean? Hustle with me, work the real and the right and proper way. We don't mean hustle to not do anything or make anything. We're making something to hustle up about.
Africa is calling. It's time to come home. Lumi, 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 Lumi.
I got my Lumi, yeah. You got your Lumi, yeah. I got my Lumi, yeah. You got your Lumi, yeah.
Lumi, 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 Lumi.
I got Lumi in my wallet. Africa is where it started.
Lumi is the wave, I'ma catch that.
Yo.
Got a new wallet and it's so fat.
Yo.
Pockets on swole, boy, you know that. Big money moves in a digital format, yeah. It's a new day, it's a new era. $6 trillion in the pot, that's a pace setter. Solar energy, back to currency. Put gold in it, now the whole world flourishing. 0.259 grams solid. Open up a Swift account, got it. We taking our economy back, I'm about it. Anything bigger than Lumi, doubt it. I guess you ain't heard Queen Sheba the Third. Already gave a word to the nations of the earth. Her majesty reminds us that we are all sons and daughters of Mother Africa. And we calling the diaspora, time to return.
Let's go
and learn our true history.
Come on.
The Lumi is the key to unlock all the mysteries. No more poverty,
yeah.
No more lack,
Let's go.
The future is here.
Let's go.
And we ain't going back. Lumen.
Hey. Well, if you think we're joking about it, that's no joke. We have our ad and everything. We're ready. We're ready. And there's over 2 million people ready already. That's what I want. So, you know, check it out. I mean, some people think it's a joke thing because it's a black people thing, but it's our thing. This is a serious thing we got right now. All right? Serious, serious thing. The Lumi. If you don't know how to get it, you can hit me up on right here on Facebook. All right? Sam James or LaSalle James, one of them, you'll catch me. And then there's Janet. Tell them where they can find you at, Janet. How, you know, sister on the move. Well, her name is Janet Lumley. She's on the move on Facebook, Revolution, Eglinton TV. She's on quite a few platforms that you can catch her at if you want to know more about the Lumi. Janet, as you hear, her middle name is On The Move. That's exactly what her platform is, On The Move. So you can't, I always say it, so you can't miss it. It's normal. It's her. All right? Okay. So we have enough more things that go on. We got black love going on. We got our love going on. We got many things going on. We got music going on. All right? We got music. Lots of music. Lots of good music going on. You'll get some of them, you know. Oh, there's a lot of birthday shout-outs. A lot of birthday shout-outs on the month of November. Shout-out to my special good friend, long-time friend, Pat Carnegie. Today is her day. A couple of days ago, it was Juliet Thomas. All these people are on Facebook, okay? Mine is coming up on Saturday. Saturday is my thing. Right after the show, I guess I'll try to... I'm going to be with it during the show. So don't worry about it. I'll enjoy. I'm going to make sure I enjoy myself, all right? So let's get back to some more music with Poetic Sam and Janet on the move. Lumley, we're here. And we will give you music to soothe the soul. Patrick Betty, brother,
hey! The girl, she's mine. She's always on my mind. I want her heart to beat with mine. Sing, sing, sing along, just like a nightingale. Let's check to see what prevails. The girl is mine. The girl is mine. She's always on my mind. We got to let her heart just beat in time. Sit around, drink champagne and wine. The girl, she's mine. She's always on my mind. We got to let her heart just beat in time. The girl, she's mine. We're gonna let our heart just beat in time. Come on, show me love. Don't let us end up with a broken heart. Come on, show me love.
girl is mine. Let your heart just beat in time. This girl is mine. Let the music take your mind. The girl, yeah, she's mine all the time. She's always on my mind. The girl, the girl, the girl, she's mine. The girl, the girl, yeah, she's mine all the time. Let her heart just beat in time.
Computer, just seeing what's going on. But yeah, another week of on the move, you know, so much again. I can't even keep up anymore with the with the currency, with the with the government of SOAD, which represents the Lumi. You know, they're doing so many different things, you know, for us African people. And we have what? Two years to be exact. No, it's now heading into 1 year and 11 months we have remaining, right? So 2023. So we have to move on that now, you know, get everybody on board, sign up. There's farming trees or suckers or seedlings given away to start farming, to build economics over the next 5 years if you start planting now. Oh, this coming Sunday, yes, they have an open door event at the university. So for any parents, you know, free education, 18 years old and up, you can, it's called Open Door. Are you able to access your Wi-Fi now, Sam?
The what? Sorry, I missed that.
Your WhatsApp.
Oh,
are you able to access your WhatsApp?
Right now, yes, I'm able to, yes.
Okay. So there is an event for the Lumi, which is the government, for the school this coming Sunday. You know, if parents looking for, you know, online education for your children, child, they can just jump on board and go to see the different faculties that's there. They call it, the different faculties that are there, starting with agriculture, everything. Just jump in. I'm going to send you I'm going to send you the flyer just now. You can probably just read it. Oh, you know what? I can just read it here. Hold on. So basically what it is, I'll just read it. So it says, the University of the State of African Diaspora, on November the 7th at 2 p.m. UK time. So remember, I'm not sure about where you are, but where we are, the time goes back on Sunday, right? So whatever the time is for 2 o'clock, which would be about 5 or so, that would be, if it's 2 p.m. UK time, it would be starting in the morning for us. So on this flyer, it says online open day, Sunday, November the 7th, 2 p.m. UK, free tuition, great patrons, many job opportunities. So, yes. So, everyone, here's an opportunity for you to get on board. Sam, is there some way that you can post this so that people could get it?
You get it, yep. That's right. I'll be posting it on my WhatsApp, my Facebook page. So the public can get it. Anybody can reach out. Anybody that's listening can get it. All right.
And that's this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. UK time, which is about 2, 1, 12, maybe about 10 a.m. Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to go to the University of... okay. Check your WhatsApp. I just sent you the flyer. So now you can share that. That's another part. So once you become a member with the Lumi, which is, again, on the 28th of the month, you get a stimulus of $100, which is 6126 Lumi. And once you become a member, this is a perfect opportunity for you to be a part of what's going on. So once you become a member, you sign up. There are all kinds of resources available. I just noticed today, out of Britain, they're returning 15 artifacts, right?
Wow.
It's on
They had to do it.
So a lot of the stolen artifacts are now returning to Africa, again, because of this Lumi and the government there. A lot of things are happening. So each week, it's going to be my responsibility to ensure that, you know, you're on board and also you'll be privy to whatever resources that's available to, for us African people. All right, so it's great. Great platform, you know, and they're looking at a lot more. Again, the cell phone, I can't wait, because as soon as it comes out, I will be the first. one of the first to have it, because I need to change my phone. Also, they're looking at, there's a car that they're trying to make in Nelson Mandela's honor. That should be, they're going to be, next year they're going to build a plant in, where is he from? Wherever he's from, they'll be building a plant there. So,
where Nelson Mandela is from?
Yeah,
he's South African.
Okay, so a lot of, they're building a lot. The Lumi is doing, well, the SWAT government is doing a lot with the Lumi, right? So we just need to, all they're asking for is support. There's another organization called EWF. I'm not sure if anybody is familiar with it. That more like a religious kind of setting, dealing with the principle of Haile Selassie and all these different movements. So there's a lot of things happening that, you know, we can jump on board. We won't feel alone, that we're left alone. There are places out there that we can reach out to. that can help us during this time, because I know it's difficult, especially some people who left their country and come to these places and have no family member in these places.
No.
So you need to connect yourself with somewhere, you know, that you can be a part of that family. So again, you can drop me a line at jlumley@soad@gmail.com, or if you go on Instagram, type in my name. You go on Facebook, Twitter, Janet Lumley, I am there. And you can DM me on any one of those platforms. And this Sunday, for those who are interested, I will be having my monthly networking event. So if you have a business and you want to get on any global platform, come on board. You know, see what others are doing in their business and see how it can help you to transform your business as well. Right, so that's just that little take for now. If I can think of anything, I will definitely share it.
Oh, you always think of something. Yeah, that's a great platform. That great platform. Don't forget to come along. Even if you don't have no business, just come along and listen and hear what's going on. It's important to just, you know, you never know. You could come there and listen, you know, put your ears to the wheel, and next thing you know, you think of something, and wow, you know, I've always wanted to do this. So, you know, Janet's there, I'm there, and we're there to make this a go. But I'm going to drop you some music again with her on the move. She's taking me on the move with her. But like Kotiran said, old time vibe, who said we're done? No, we're not done. We just started with the Lumi. We're just getting ready. I heard some great news, but I'll tell you about that while the show goes on.
6 million ways to die. Choose one.
How would I try for though? Try for testing. You want to test the rocket launcher? Well, let me tell you something. You're the original butcher. We have the chopper. Lord of mercy. Hear this. Now you're my man. Wait, the man. My who that a come? Wait, the man. Who no think me did done? Wait, the man. My who that a come? Wait, the man. Who no think me did done? Me come fit and up. Say DJ go and go sit down. Me come fit and up. Tell them fi pack up and run. Me come fit and up. DJ go and go sit down. Me come fit and up. Tell them fi pack up and run now. Put up and come off of the ride. Me have two stickers and the mic. Admiral, come off of the list before me use the bomber and box it to the depth. He's the grind man, him a centred. Me electric chain, me go shock him to death. Wait the man, a who that a come? Wait the man, who no think me did done? Wait the man, a who that a come? Wait the man, who no think me did done? Nuff of them a pose and I say them a done. Only Dan me know a the one skeng man. That dead and man him run the island. Hey, foolish DJ, you a look position. Go put in your brief in front of your man. Wait the man, a who that a come? Wait the man, who no think me did done? Wait the man, a who that a come? Wait the man, who no think me did done? Me come fit and up, say DJ go and go sit down. Me come fit and up, tell them to pack up and run. Me come fit and up, DJ go and go sit down. Me come fit and up, me no come to make fun. Me lyrics them a fire like a bullet from a gun. Watch the little boy, them a pack up and run. And listen ragamuffin, me a chant them down. Tell the whole of them, say me just can't done. Wait the man, a who that a come? Wait the man, who no think me did done? Wait the man, a who that a come? Wait the man, who no think me did done? If a boy try test, him days a go done. Him nah pull if he see the rising sun. Listen ragamuffin, me a chant them down. Strictly culture lyrics come fi fling down. Wait the man, a who that a come? Wait the man, who no think me did done? Wait the man. A who that a come? Wait the man. Who no think me did done? Me can't done. Tell Admiral come me can't done. Tell Ninja Man come me can't done. Tell Budjo him come me can't done. Tell Capleton come me can't done. Tell Cabra him come me can't done. Tell Grindman him come. Wait the man. A who that a come? Wait the man. Who no think me did done? Wait the man. A who that a come? Wait the man. Who no think me did done?
me cup it and up. Say DJ go and go sit down. Me cup it and up. Tell them fi pack up and run. Turn up. Say DJ go and go sit down. Me cup it and up. Tell them fi pack up and run. Now say put your band and come off of the right. Me have two sticker than the might. Admiral come off of the left. If me use the bomber and back to kill you deaf. He is a grindsman. Him a centred me electric. Shame ya go shock him to death. Wait the man. How who does a come? Wait the man. Who no think me did done? Wait the man. How who does a come? Wait the man. Who no think me did done? No for them a pose and a go like them a done. Only done me know are the ones king man. That the done man him run the...
Yeah. Now this one dedicated to the girl with the angel face and the devil heart. You know, to rock him up with check and he must be new power player to feel the gear. Hop up my youth, get it!
I know this little girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty is like a bunch of roses. If I ever tell you about Maxine, you would say I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote,
real, real.
Murder she wrote, murder she wrote, murder she wrote.
I'm coming with him, a pretty face and bad character. Then the kind of living can hold chaka. Follow me, a pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can hold chaka. Say girl you pretty, your face is pretty, but your character dirty. Girl you just a act too flirty, flirty. You run to Tom Dick and also hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your story. Sorry, sorry, good no.
Have a cool dick and I wish it's okay with it jam. She know about the loom track and every money man. Make love with the coolest Chinese white man and Indian. The wickedest kind of girl that is a player go pop. And I know you heard about this girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of rose. And if I ever tell you about Maxine, you would have said I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote,
murder she
wrote, murder she wrote, na na na, murder she wrote.
Watch your mouth stand still. You're not paying me like bill. If you test the ragamuffin, girl, you're going to get killed. You keep wait. Cause you are crepe, crepe. And the living let me talk. It's me DJ, girl, come out. Because you're not shocked out. And when you hear the ragamuffin, you jump and shout, don't touch me gate. You're not paying me water with the concrete. It's great, mate, you're under it. From it, you pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can hold chaka. From it, you pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can hold chaka. Say, girl, you're pretty. Your face is pretty, but your character dirty. Tell you just a act too flirty, flirty. You run to Tom Dick and ask for a bit. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry, sorry, sorry.
Now every middle of the year, this girl have a version. For the coolie white man, Indian, not in Hill and his fan. I just see her daddy, I'm see her 6 months pregnant. Now she back on sweet again with not a baby in a prom. Do you heard about this girl, her name is sexy. Her beauty's like a bunch of rose. And if I ever tell you about Maxine, you would have said, I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote, murder she wrote, murder she wrote, na na na, murder she wrote.
Excuse me, y'all know what I know, so I saw you see. Rock him up in shock and he must come to flash it to him. Wait, oh, 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 flip it. You put your face on bad character. Then the kind of living town hold chaka. Flip it. You put your face on bad character. The kind of living town, whole chaka. So girl you're pretty, your face is pretty, but your character dirty. Girl you don't have to flirty, flirty. You want to come thick and also hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry, sorry, sorry. The girl a boast and a brag on, she looks sexy. All she worship is pure vanity. The girl a boast and a brag on, she looks ready. When she wash her clothes, it's dirty. Girl you're not ready. If you can't cook with me, girl you're not ready. If you can't wash it, nigga, you're not ready. If you know you're pretty, pretty, flabby. You put your face on bad character. Then the kind of living can hold chaka. Follow me now.
Yeah,
you put your face on bad character. Then the kind of living can hold chaka. So stand still. You're not being the light.
He's smiling, and that's because of me. How could you not see that we are in love? How could you be talking to talk that stuff? After all this time, now you're feeling tough. But don't hate on us, on us. Looks like you need a love like us. And you would know how it feels. Looks like you need a love like us. You need some happiness still.
Keeps on smiling. Hey, you know you had your chance to love us. It's not my fault. They say love is a gamble. Well, you lost. How can you not love all the way we live? Trying to break everything we build. Can't stop a love so chill. Don't hate on us, no. Looks like you need a love. And you ain't know how it feels. Looks like you need a lot of like us. You need some happiness there. Looks like you need a lot of like us. You need some happiness for real. Looks like you need a lot of like us. Don't tell me no, no. You need a love, love, like our own, yeah. Love, love, like us. You need a love, love, like our own, yeah. My girlfriend better than you. Well, they can't understand it. I know they really can't stand it. She give me love in the morning and in the evening. Anytime it can happen. Now you give me the vibe. Oh yeah, she got me feeling alive. Girl, and we don't have to try. That's why I love her.
Information you need to have. Janet, I got one for you. Something I saw today on Facebook. I don't know if this is, I'm going to just for the partly political but mostly comical. I take it from that level because I don't think I could take it from no other level. Because we're talking about Wagwan. But did you see on Facebook this guy saying that Jamaican women are the most, give the most bun, okay, the whole world over. The world give, they say that 20% Jamaica give, no, yeah, Jamaica give 20% more than what the world
I'm not sure if I should agree with that. Because Jamaica is just a little thing on the map. So how can that be possible? When it's just
Jamaica
a little
name
a dot on the map.
Jamaica. Well, I can see it because Jamaica name call up with everybody. Anytime
I know, but
name call Jamaica.
But in terms of cheating and what they're saying, I don't know if I want to agree with that because sometimes you talk to somebody and you get blamed that you're cheating or you're fooling around or something because some people mind think that if you talk to somebody, you have something going with them, right? You cannot be close
that's
to a person
true.
Of the opposite sex.
That,
I'm not going to agree. That one I'm not going to agree on. I'm
well,
not saying maybe they overrated it or something to say that based on maybe their experience or whatever. And based on where the person comes from, maybe he's talking women in his particular area. You understand?
He's from Jamaica. The guy is Jamaican.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking is in his vicinity, like in his town.
Well,
you can only talk about where you have connections to immediately.
That's true, but in this situation, I listen to him and he's talking about something that I heard a lot of times before. Some guy growing up, poor kid, and then he probably wanna come here. He wanna come to America or Canada, and then he go take the DNA, and he find out that 3 out of 4 is not his. Where was they growing up? I mean, I look at it as comical, you know, but things like those, they use as that, so.
Yeah, but that happened here, too. There's a young lady here who, similar situation, been living with a husband
mm-hmm.
with three children, and apparently when they did the DNA, none of those kids are his. It's here, and this is a young girl. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine, too, with her son, it also happened to him. That's two of the kids, and when they did the DNA, none of those children are his. So I wouldn't just say Jamaican women, because these persons I'm talking to is Canadian-born, of Jamaican parents. I wouldn't say, you know,
they probably use that.
Yeah, but you can't, I would not, like, single them out like that. They should say women in general, not just Jamaican women.
Well, you know, I shared it.
And does that not a person know what bun mean?
That's why I said he was from Jamaica, but he put it in the proper English way to say that Jamaican women cheat more than any other woman in the world because
I'm not going to agree with that.
That's why I say I don't agree. I'm not going to sit here in agreement with none of it. I think it's comical because the basis of where it's coming from is that we don't even know. The guy just started talking, but, you know, whatever.
And is
whatever.
He talking his sister? Is he talking women, including his family?
No, he never did.
Okay, so when you're gonna like talk about something, you have to come out with more facts than that. Did that he saw that somewhere? Or is just based on his analogy.
Yeah, we know how these things go, but I just thought it was, you know, really, really.
Oh, but look at what's worse. Have you ever watched Jerry Springer?
Oh, geez. I never really made it a habit because I just thought these people were put on these things for
so
to drop.
That no, I would say comical. I would say that funny. You know, like that show is really hilarious.
And you believe
but
that this guy was he was a mayor for a city?
Who, Jerry Springer?
Mm-hmm. For some small city in Chicago.
But guess what? It's all these shows and what they're doing, it's all about the dollar.
Yeah.
So anything to make a dollar, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. You could just
put on a dress, because everybody knows you as a male. I know you put on a wig, you put on a dress, and you go stand on the corner. First of all, they're going to say you're mad, right? Secondly, they're gonna have all sorts of things to say about you. So I am not going to agree with that statement from him at all.
Poor Dick Simon's gone crazy. He left the people on the radio driving crazy. He's out on the corner in a dress and a wig, trying to look big. I don't know.
That's headline news right there.
Yeah, a TikTok moment.
Something like that could go. And what that guy said about Jamaican woman with the bun, right? That's something for TikTok as well.
Well, we know that this is the world we live in right now, where you hear what they say. They say now wrong is right and right is wrong. So
yeah, but you cannot be judgmental like that.
No, there's so much going on, you know.
And
those who are,
you know what,
right mind need to stay with right mind, you know. The
exactly.
Energy that we pass around is not.
You know,
right?
Funny enough, you know, this my husband met a gentleman the other day, and the country here diagnosed him with mental problems. So
yeah.
He called me up today, and I'm listening to this guy on the phone, and I'm saying, but this guy doesn't sound like he has mental problems.
It
seems like they provoke him so much that it got to the point that he just started cussing them out, telling them off. And they consider him psycho. And as a result of that, no, that's a reason for them not to give him the benefits that he should be getting. Because I offer some kind of legal service. And I'm saying, no, but it's only fair. But so I even said to him, here's what. When I call them and you are on the phone, just give them the necessary information that they will need from you so I can take over the matter. But I said to him, you know what, once I get the authorization to go ahead, don't say anything. Because
right.
That's why they consider him mad. I don't see him as
a
mad person.
They do, because it's another way of denying what he needs to get.
Because he said they told him They would retro him back to 2 years, which is 2019, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said when he got the funds, it was only for 2 months or something like that. And he said, well, you know, he was on the phone with them, and they confirmed, and when he got the payment, it was only for 2 months. So I guess they realized how he is and decided, you know what, we're not going to give him all that money going back. We're going to classify him as mad.
They
committed him to CAMH, which is the madhouse.
Wow.
Yeah, they put him in there. So the bottom line is, honestly, if you don't have proper representation in this world, this is what can take over your life. Because once you give society an inclination that you're not, maybe at the moment you get upset because you've had bad experience or something, or you're just, you know, just venting, they classify you as a mad person. Right? So that statement that guy made, I don't think, I would say Jamaican women, it's happening. These things are happening every day. It's just that we stick to our own community, so that's why we don't hear what's happening in other communities.
Other communities, yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah,
everybody does. Do.
Well, folks,
I totally disagree
with
that statement, because I am a Jamaican, and I am a female, so I'm not gonna agree with that at all.
I got you. You know, that's why I wanted to get, I read it by myself, and some parts of it made me giggle, And then I'm saying, okay, I would like to hear from the female perspective what they what their thoughts are. I did, you know, pass it on to some female friends, and they say, one of them said that, well, first off, they said the guy's gay. So here you go. There's another side to it that you can
well,
also
you know what?
Take.
Again, you can't even judge individuals either. So that, you know, that's up to each individual. I wouldn't judge like that. I would just, I am just basing it on the, what you said to me about Jamaican women, about they're
the
most teachers in this. Teachers in this world, no. I don't know if that's true.
Well, you can never just brand one set of person. This world is too big for you to brand one set like that.
That's
without knowing the whole world.
Okay,
so,
what would convince me now if they're talking about churches, because they have in Jamaica almost on every so often houses or whatever, there's a church, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you must hear that.
Yeah,
so the churches, there are
churches
all over the islands.
Most churches per capita in the whole world.
Right.
Make up most churches, as small as it is, have the most churches per capita. But yet still, that's where a lot of murders and a lot of crime and a lot of corruption is there.
That I'm not going to deny, because it's evident it's there, because it's happening every day.
Right. But the question, the reason why I made that statement is to say that it has the most churches per capita, but it has all this criminal element. Shouldn't it be a little, something don't fit? Shouldn't it be a better place than if there's so much Christianity and there's so much is there?
Yeah, but that is so. But look at even the police station. The police station is right there, and things are still happening.
Happening right there.
Yeah. So
living with those.
You know what? It's society, and it's how you look at it. That's how I see it. Yeah, you know, it's because it's like you have to just what I believe in is putting yourself, like you actually have to go into the community, you know, to get, because to confirm that statement, yeah, or do a survey.
Yeah.
And something like that, I see. Yeah,
well,
that's
the little island where both of us are from, and that's why we can talk about it like that. We don't have anybody else call up and tell us, well, in Trinidad or in Guyana or in Barbados and all of that. But we just talk about Wagwan, because that's the name of the show, and that's what we do. So right now I'm going to drop some music to, you know, take your mind off of all of this. Right now for the minute, but let me get you some Chelsea Stewart. She says she's going to be forever your girl. I don't know who she's talking to. It could be me, but I haven't heard anything much from her lately. That album, I don't know if she's going to release it, or if she did release anything else, but I don't know, but it's a beautiful album, and I play cuts off the album. Anyway, here's some older stuff, Forever Your Girl. Go, Chelsea. We got you.
keeps my heart smiling always. The love that you bring makes me wanna sing. That's why forever you'll be my king. Your love is so strong, this can't be wrong. Had to write your name in my little song.
The sounds of Wayne, fantastic. Doing over this one, a house is not a home. Check him out. Check out the style.
Ooh. Oh, baby. A chair is still a chair, even when there's no one sitting there. But a chair is still a chair, and a house is not a home when there's no one there to hold you tight, and no one there you can sleep good night. A room when there's nothing there but gloom. I wasn't meant to live alone, turn this house into a home. When I climb the stairs and turn the key, oh please be there, still in love with me. Now and then I call your name, appear, but it's just a crazy game. When it ends, it ends in tears. Darling, have a heart, don't let one mistake keep us apart. I wasn't meant to live alone, turn this house into a home. When I climb the stairs and turn the key, oh please be there, still in love with me. Ooh, oh baby. But it's just a crazy game. When it ends in tears. Darling, have a heart, don't let one mistake keep us apart. I wasn't meant to live alone, turn this house into a home. When I climb the stairs and turn the key, oh please be there, still in love with me.
Gonna go a little further. Empress Harmony gonna give you another show.
Just as the news. Russia.
That's a nice ending. You know, I remember this song so much. When I was younger, this song used to play all the time. And I thought it was such a cool song. One of those, just like trains and boats and planes being worked on. I thought that was another really cool song when I was a kid, you know, because, you know, of course, you know, music is my thing, and I always did, you know, but there were some songs that just like that. And this is one of them. Sad Movies is another one of those songs that really got me. How about you, Johnny? How are you feeling? You remember that when, way back when? Are you here? Are you there? Are you gone someplace else? No, I said, do you remember that song I just played, Sad Movies? Maybe that one of you were way back in the day.
Yeah, those were the days, you know?
Yeah.
But the other version better. I like the other version
which
better.
One? Which one?
Have another version to it. I don't know. It's more R&B. This one is more reggae beat.
Oh, yeah. I kind of like this one, especially the way she ended it. It was really cool how she ended it. Yeah, but like I said, it brought back memories when I was, you know, little boy running up and down in Jamaica and, you know, pretending to dance. You know, when Friday evening come, because we were Seventh-day Adventists, so we couldn't dance from Friday evening till Saturday evening. You know, we had to, you know, keep our butt quiet because Grandma would kill us with licks if we ever, it's Sabbath, it's time to keep yourself quiet, you know. That's what I'm going. Yeah, it would be nice if we could get some people to talk about their old times like that, you know. What it was living with Grandma.
Especially coming up to the end of the year, too, you know.
What is that coming up?
Towards the end of the year, it would be nice to bring back some memories from home.
Some memories, yeah. Do a
Christmas special.
Right. Yeah, we can do that. You know, anything is possible right now. Did you happen to listen to that speech the Barbados Prime Minister, last name, Motley, did you?
Yes, that one that she did maybe about a month or so ago. She did another one?
She did this in front of the G20, I think the G20, you know, the meeting. This is recent.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah, I didn't see that one.
That lady made a speech. I think they said this is one of the best speeches out of the Caribbean, or, you know, it's not even, I don't even think it was so much a speech. I think it was a plea for, you know,
but
recognition.
What was it about?
Well, she's talking about to the G20 nations about the effects of global warming and how they're not paying any attention to that because you're so overly concerned about COVID and, you know, all of the, you know, how everything gets pushed behind. And whenever anything gets pushed behind like that, the Caribbean feels it most because we have the least amount of resources to put towards solving these kind of problems, which I totally agree with. She made some very good points, you know. She was talking about the trillions that they have, trillions of dollars earmarked for this COVID and all this other stuff and the after, but nothing. We can't even get 10% of that to do things in the Caribbean that is needed to be done without suffering some consequences of, you know, high taxes or people getting left out. Oh, it was an awesome. I listened to it. I read the comments and stuff like that. You know, it was really, really enlightening.
Where was it broadcast on YouTube?
It wasn't broadcast. I actually ran into it on Facebook somewhere there. I ran into it, you know, looking at, well, I saw the headline, and I just clicked on it, and I listened to it. I'm telling you, she's on point. She's really on point. So,
but even today on the news here, they were talking about, this lady was talking about it as well and saying that people are ignoring the climate change and whatnot, but it should not be ignored. So what they're doing now, they're having a campaign using art, like, you know, visual art, to kind
right.
of bring that campaign, bring attention to the climate. Yeah. So a lot of movement, and I was thinking that is something that seriously need to look into, right? The climate change.
They're not concerned about it because they put other things in front of it. Or, you know, like this COVID idea, they just put it in everything, and they earmark all the dollars that were supposed to be spent doing these, you know, things and getting things done, just shifted, you know. And just like she said, the places that's not getting any help is the places that never got any help from before. So now it's worse off. They're not going to get any help. And it's a very good point, a very good, you know, she basically did all of this straight out of her mind. She wasn't reading from any paper or anything like that. And, you know, if we had 10% of the Caribbean being concerned about the plight of their people like she was, I'm telling you, it would be a different Caribbean.
Because if they get rid of certain things, all people going to function, all people going to survive. Because you see, they got rid of, they're saying paperless society, because, you know, paper comes from all these stuff, right? So if they get rid of trees and all these things, what's left for us to use? Nothing. Resources is there for us to survive on.
They were also talking about not here, but I saw someplace else where they're asking, I don't remember if it's on the TV or if it's a YouTube video I saw, where they're now trying to force the people, like the Chinese, who are, there's people who have gone to Africa and Brazil, and there's three places. I don't remember if it's India, but I know Africa and Brazil is two of the places that has all the wetland. And what they want to do is they want to dig it. They want to explore it for oil. And when they do that, what they're doing is they're destroying the, you know, like the land was made to hold all that water. And they, you know, they show you a sky view of Africa, where I think it's that river that runs, it doesn't run straight. It runs in small, and it goes through, I think it goes from Ethiopia all the way back down to South Africa, but it's a big piece, and they want to go there and dig it, and they're saying no.
And this is why
they want to get rid of all the green, you know, things like those. It's just so much.
Even today, when we had a meeting today, and that's one of the things that they were saying, that no, there's an issue with the countries like China and those, because of the resources. It's like, you know, they're not getting resources, and that's where the problem is coming now, especially in Africa.
Well, something done in a different kind of way, because
we're going to experience a lot of problems.
Yeah, they're depleting the world of what it takes to make the world go in the way it's supposed to go. And then they come in with something trying to say, well, they're combating. In other words, they make a problem and they tell you they got a solution. I mean, it's not a laughing matter, but that's what it works out with. They create a problem and say, we will do the solution. I don't know.
Well, you know what? I think now there's a campaign that people can start. We'll try to preserve climate change.
Yeah, they're doing it.
Yeah, a campaign needs to start on that one.
Yeah, they're doing it. They're starting, you know. I just think it's not old enough for people to hear. You know, but
if I could see that speech, I could share it.
Yeah, I'm gonna look for it when I'm done with you. So I'm gonna look
for it. If you find
it,
you could tag me on it.
Yes, it's a very enlightening piece. These are the things that I'm concerned about as a human on this earth. That's what I'm concerned about, and I will use music to talk because some people don't. They don't want you to talk. They want you to keep silent. And it's hard for me to do that. Very, very difficult for me to just keep silent. So I will always tell you what I want. Go with Janet on the move, lovely, and myself. But I'm going to drop one picture going on, and I'm telling you. Jaguan Good, he's from Kenya, and I'm gonna give you a little piece of her. He's hip hop, but I like the way she's moving, and I'm just gonna let her groove with you for a little bit. I'm gonna drop two tracks, okay? Her name is Kimmy Chip. Kind of cute name, kind of different name, but here we go. Kimmy Chip, what's your name?
Oh, nobody team, everybody who you gotta see. Honestly, on my ODC, I'm the body team. I don't even know how to speak. Hot to the heart, to the back, if you're not here. See your kids get points in the game room. So we ain't even heading in the street room. See your kids see my sound in the playroom. So me ain't getting ever in the same room. Diggers in the speakers, run me the money. See your bitch get more brains in the key bag. Before you suck me off gate in the knee bag. See your the swing flag and key bag. I'm bullying with my jewel up. I don't mind if you love me today. I don't mind if you have me. I don't mind, yo. What's your name? Come on. What's your name? 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 Hey, hey. What's your name? 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 Hey, hey. This boy, hey, back. What's your name? 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 Hey, hey. What's your name? 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 Hey, hey. This boy, hey, back. All eyes on you.
I'm in my war zone, who are you? I'm in the war zone, who are you? Operation is what you know. Mikey Coach and stand up and tell us a good love gonna overflow. What a tree mind. What a tree mind. And me took her down the country for a while. Man, me think she woulda changed her style.
Not changed.
Me never know that the girl was so spoiled.
Sure.
She won't go back a 3 miles. She won't go back a 3 miles.
Oh, oh.
Say if she want to go to Spanish Town.
Spanish Town.
She said you would never go treat her like a clown.
Like a clown, like a clown.
Let me take her up to St. Mary.
St. Mary, St. Mary.
And she a move like she a celebrity. Let me move on up to Portland. She a mad woman.
Insane.
Put that to right.
This song based on a true story, you know.
Woo! She won't go back at 3 miles. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She tell me say her nearby string cut out at 3 miles. 3 miles. And no matter the cost or the consequence, you know, left 3 miles. 3 miles.
West, north and south, but she still won't go back out at 3 miles.
Say she miss her mama and papa smile. Not to mention her child.
Seems like she gets spoiled.
Keep her comfort and money in the sky. She look me in the eye. Me wonder why she won't go back at 3 miles. Let me tell her me take her out of east up a Santa Mass Mountain. Stop her out and wash her out and make her heart feel free then. Drink two jelly, feel happy and merry for the weekend. Introduce her to my family. But anyway, I might say,
what a 3 miles. What a 3 miles.
Come on, play ping pong. Come on, play domino.
After me book a little girl at 3 miles.
Six of on Babylon killing a row.
And me took her down the country for a while.
Where me
have
to be listening,
man, me think she would have changed her style.
Just so the youth them come from the ghetto.
Me never know that the girl was so spoiled. She won't go back at 3 miles. She won't go back at 3 miles.
Chicago, Chicago, Chicago. Oh, down in Miami.
Down in the ghetto where she bound and gone.
That's Tana Nietzsche. Kind of new thing. New sound, new. Never met him, never. I got introduced to him up there. Johnny, do you know him? You've heard of him? He's from up there in Canada. Tana Nietzsche.
What's his name?
Tana Nietzsche. Kind of funny
name.
But that's, okay.
Well, that song that just played is from a Canadian artist?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
You have him on Facebook?
No, I didn't see him on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, that was sent to me by MS Pronos, that, you know, the lady.
Oh, okay,
Not bad. I got a couple of his tracks, you know. But remember, folks, every Saturday from 12 to 2, come back right here. I will be here, and you can get a load of those music. We don't do the talking like this. As a matter of fact, it's mostly myself alone. And I am going to try the Facebook Live again. I'm going to make sure I get on with enough time. And guess what? It's my Earth Strong this Saturday, so I want to have a lot of fun. So all the people here, you can come in and just... let's have some fun. My day.
Are you going to be celebrating with
Red Stripe or what is it, Jerry and Nephew? What are you going to be celebrating with?
I don't even know. I haven't made any plans, you know. I'm just here, and all I'm thinking about is the music. It would be nice if I was in a band and we were playing some music and just get down and jam for the day. Just, you know, one of those.
That would be nice to celebrate it on Facebook.
Yeah. On Facebook. Yeah, I'm going to try to get it live. I'm going to do my best to get it. Saturday I had some, I don't know what was going on. I really don't know. But anyway, Jonathan, it's our time to get out of here. And on Saturday, we want to come again. We want to have more fun and more fun and more fun. You know, we gave them all the whirly events today, in and out, the loony and all of that. So,
yeah,
any
I would encourage everyone to please sign up. The platform to sign up for the Lumi is Swiffen, www.swiffen.com. That's the platform to register for the Lumi. Straightforward. It's not that difficult to sign up. You just need two pieces of ID. You're going to take the image of the front and the back of one piece. The other piece, you're going to hold it against your face and do a selfie, and that's good enough for signing up. And then there's a number that you need right at the end of the registration, 646-254-518-510. 9399. That's the reference number that you would put in after signing up. Once you've done that, you click finish. It will generate a number for you, and that now becomes your account number. That same number is what's going to get you into all the programs we've been talking about, the school, the trip to Africa, the agricultural movement that's going on, the restitution campaign to bring back the artifacts back to Africa, and they're coming out with a Lumi cell phone, a conference platform like Zoom. I can't keep up with the Lumi anymore. I can't keep up with SOAD. So guess what? And guess what? I'm directly in there. I work with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. So who knows who gets the information first? Myself, right? So there will be a lot of changes happening, a lot of things coming out. And yes, so we're on the move, as always. I'm looking forward for all the movements.
All right. Well, we're moving out of here. That's the move we're moving in. Next week, Thursday, we'll be here on Wagwan once again. And, Janet, on the move, Lumley, and I'll be here to give you music, tidbits, laugh, talk, whatever. And we don't mind if you want to come along. So, folks, I'm going to say goodbye with Tanya and Peter. She can't get enough. I love this track.
Yes, and I must
track.
Say, if you want to wish Poetic Sam a happy birthday from now, because he'll be enjoying his Earth Strong on Saturday. So happy birthday, Sam, before you.
Okay, thank you very
much.
Many,
many more. All right.
Okay.
So thanks for having me again this week, and next
no
week,
problem.
I'll be back. All right. Thank you.
Thanks. You're welcome. All right, folks. We'll catch you on Saturday. Come back right here. I'll be right here.